Phosphorus, unlike water or carbon, underpins food security. It is an active ingredient in fertilizer, together with nitrogen and potassium. In human beings, it plays an essential role in bone formation. Without phosphorus, flowering plants will be impeded. It also enhances pasture, and again, without it, livestock production will be a problem. A former Director General of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, Professor Emmanuel Usubenwa, is drawing the government's attention to the waste of phosphorus and its effect and potential to cause chaos in the country. Joyce Cheche has more.
Professor Emmanuel Usubenwa, a soil scientist at the annual lecture of the Academy of Arts and Sciences, said phosphorus exploitation is increasing with the world's population projected at 9 billion by the year 2050. He speaks about the source of phosphorus.
Phosphorus, the source is from a rock. The rock is called phosphate rock. It's just like gold. When the rock is mined, which is the ore, it is processed. From the processing, we get the phosphorus. Then the phosphorus is again converted into fertilizer, either using sulfuric acid or phosphoric acid. So this is how we get fertilizer.
Professor Abanar said in Ghana, the deposit is within Keta Denu Basin, which extends to Togo and some small amount in the western and northern regions. Without phosphorus, there will be scarcity of food.
Without phosphorus, you cannot have any food because it functions in the plant by inducing the plant to flower and also for grain formation. And so if you don't have phosphorus, then you have a problem with your food production. And it is not only food production because the phosphorus enhances pasture, which will support livestock, I mean grazing and so on. So if you don't have phosphorus, again, livestock production will be affected.
He calls for measures to address the problem in the country.
So I want to let the government know that we need to take measures. Some of the measures are not too difficult. For example, human waste, urine and excreta.
The separation of urine and excreta is a model being used in Sweden through the development of different receptacles in washrooms. Other options in addressing phosphorus should include precision agriculture and plant breeding that improves the yield of crops per unit of phosphorus uptake is a more sustainable approach than the selection of plant varieties that overexploit the nutrients in the soil.